What's going on, everybody? This is Media Mix, and in today's video, we're going to be talking about the new Mortal Kombat movie that just came out in 2021. This is Xavier we have to my left.
Hello.
We got Nick.
You should have gone that way. What's up, everybody?
We have Vicky.
Hey, what's up?
We have Alex, who's not been on before. We have our editor, Nick.
Hello.
All right. Take it away, Xavier.
All right. Thanks. What a great segue. So I don't know what you guys is like. I know we're pretty young, because I know a lot of people like podcast stuff or anyone that's talk about like the reviewed movie are typically older. So I don't know what you guys' like history has been on Mortal Kombat. I don't know if you guys have seen the older movies. I don't know.
I haven't seen the older movies.
I haven't seen the older, but I've played the games.
Yeah, so most of us have played the games. I don't know if you guys have played the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to as when I was younger. I used to play with my brother's PS... I don't know, PS something. I don't know the number.
Do you remember what Mortal Kombat it was?
Man, there's like 20 of them. Like, don't
I started playing on Mortal Kombat 9.
Great.
I know it was an older one. It just had really bad graphics. Oh. That's all I can remember. I just I don't know the numbers.
I sucked at the game.
What about yourself?
You suck at all games.
I played like 8. Not eight Mortal Kombat. I played Mortal Kombat 8.
All right, so no one really has like a knowledge of even the game. Like history, like the stories.
Not exactly. Roughly.
I mean, you've they got get like, complex.
You've got like regular Earth, and then like bad Earth, and then you got like ninjas and stuff.
I already hate what you're saying. I know more about Tekken, but I know the gist of things. I know kind of like that. I've seen bits and pieces of the movies, like when they're on, and you're like, oh yeah, nice. So we're pretty young, so I don't know how much. You guys even knew going into this any character names, anyone like...
I knew them from the video games because I played Sub-Zero and I played Raiden a lot and I played Scorpion, obviously. And the dude with the hat, with the laser, not the laser hat. Kung Lao with the freaking the saw hat or whatever.
Nice.
Pretty much every character in this movie I already knew, you know. Well, there are actually a lot of characters that weren't in it that surprised me.
They had to choose the most recognizable characters.
That they did not, though. I don't want to get to that, but... and so Alex, you're the only one that really just says like, and you never even played at the arcade. Nick never was like, I'm gonna kick your ass.
I just hopped in and was like, all right, guess I'm gonna watch it.
Fair enough.
Is there Mortal Kombat or arcade monsters or something?
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not surprised.
But anyway, so there's a big split on how these people like have been viewing the movies, and I don't know how you guys have viewed it. Like, I don't know if we want to go kind of like round table and just no spoilers, but like if you just liked it or not. I don't know if you want to start, Schneider.
Just like some.
Oh, I love the movie.
You love
it.
I
watched Corridor Digital and they did a review on like the VFX.
Shout out to anyone else.
Sorry,
you can't.
That was the main thing that like I wanted to see out of the movie.
Okay.
Was
someone else's opinion?
Was the CGI?
Oh, okay.
I loved it. It was awesome. Just watching like the actual. It was really the main thing that like stood out was the blood. That was the main thing that I actually saw when I watched it, and I was like.
Well, I don't want to get too deep into it, but we'll get to that. We'll get to stuff like that. But you loved it. It wasn't okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I watch it again if I can, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. I haven't like watched any of the trailers or had no idea what it was going to be about. I wasn't disappointed. I watch all the trailers all the time. You can ask him, but I had no idea what I was walking into. But I enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I didn't know, like, because it's an action movie, I was like, there's not going to be a plot. There's no storyline. It's just going to be them, like, fighting.
Yeah.
It was actually a pretty good plot. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I actually liked the story. I honestly did not watch any of the trailers or anything like that before going into it, but the story was good, I thought. I had a pretty good background, and it sets it up for next movie. I guess we'll talk about that later, but it didn't, like, just kind of waste all of its potential in the first movie. And the action scenes were actually really cool. I liked all the action scenes and the fighting. That was freaking awesome.
But, okay, and for Nick?
I went in. I didn't have very much expectations for the movie at all because it's Mortal Kombat, you know. And being a Mortal Kombat movie, it's supposed to have, like, good action and good CGI and be very gory. And I think it delivered on all that very well.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I liked the movie. The story wasn't the best, but that's not what I came to watch the movie for. I came because of the characters, the fighting, and the blood, obviously, like Nick was talking about.
So, all right, so that actually kind of surprised me because, I mean, all of you guys enjoyed it. I thought it was very entertaining, but I could shit on this movie for the next hour. And so that's what I'm going to do. Because
we could shit on the story, like, the whole podcast.
Well, because if you guys are going to talk about how great it is, we're going to talk about, you know, the parts that you enjoyed. I feel like I got to play devil's advocate, I guess, for this part. And just talk, like, just shit on the movie. Or be like, hey, but what about that's this, right?
Go for it, yeah.
Because, all right, so I guess I'm going to be that person.
What
did you not
like about the movie? I mean, I agree with Xavier, because I do agree that some of the parts were kind of, like,
they're really cheesy.
It was entertaining, and I don't know if you saw Godzilla versus King Kong.
No.
Okay, well, because I know the majority of us have. I don't know if you did. But so I went to this movie expecting that, you know, not expecting, like, a story. I was expecting, like, fighting. And so it was entertaining. For what it was very entertaining.
Yeah.
And I do recommend seeing it, but there was many parts I was just thrown out of the movie.
Yeah.
And so I guess we can, like, start kind of getting into that if you want to.
Sure, go right ahead. Let's talk about it.
I don't know. You said you know.
Go right ahead.
What do you not like about the movie?
Well, no, I figured we start, you know, thoroughly, you know, like I talked about before, we'll just kind of go through the movie, we'll go through, like, the beginning, so it starts in, you know, the 1700s,
Okay, I did like that part, I gotta say, I did like the background part of it, where, you know, it was Hanzo, who's the scorpion, was just kind of chilling.
Yeah, spoilers.
I thought he was, like, throughout
the... At the end, he claims that he's now scorpion.
I just
spoilers.
Okay, my bad, but I thought he was scorpion throughout, like, the entire, like, his whole past and whatnot. Anyways, he's just chilling with his family, you know, just, they're, I don't know, getting water in baskets or whatever. They're just having a good old time. He's saying how happy he is. And then, Bai Han comes out.
His name?
Yeah, Bai Han.
I'm not going to say who he is, but he comes out.
Pay attention.
Anyways, Bai Han comes and he's like, you know what? I'm going to kill your family and my ninjas are going to, you know, help me kill your family. And yeah, because I want to end the, what is the clan name? It's like the Shira.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
He wants to end the clan that Hanzo's in. So he wanted to go and end their entire bloodline, but he didn't know that they stored Hanzo's infant daughter, under the floor in the house. What?
They hid her. They didn't store her. Like, it wasn't like that's where
they stored her in a capsule.
Restoring her for later.
Yeah.
Anywho.
They planted her in the sand.
They go down, and then he pretty much just murks Hanzo. And he's like, yeah, your bloodline's over. I'm out. And then Raiden just kind of, like, pulls up out of nowhere. He's like, yo, I know exactly where this kid is underneath the floor. I know exactly where he is.
Well, baby was crying. So, yeah.
Or was she? Okay.
Was it?
I guess I didn't realize that part. But, yeah, he kind of just walks. He just kind of, like, comes in at the end. He's like, oh, he's dead. Walks over and grabs the kid and dips.
Well, honestly, I didn't know, like, who that was, so I thought that was the father that, like, risen up. Like, the guy that got the baby.
It's like Jesus Christ.
So yes,
I
because
it was, like,
the
yeah,
guy
yeah.
on the third okay. day. Lasted 300
thought...
years.
Except he rose again in, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't know.
That's what I thought, too, but then I was like, nah, this can't be, because, like, they look different. And I was like, why would he just, like, be resurrected
It also
like,
was
right
the
away?
17th centuries when, like, that happened. And,
yeah.
So. You know.
Which, did they have a title card saying it was 17th century?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I missed that, and so the whole movie I was fucking confused.
Yeah.
Sorry, my language.
It gave
but
me, like, Demon
I think we're past
Slayer.
The
no,
minute,
we're not,
right?
We're 9 minutes in. We're
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, okay.
I thought the beginning was really cool.
Also, yeah, I mean, I guess to chime in on any of this, but I thought it was a cool scene. I thought it was really cool seeing Bai Han, Sub-Zero. So, when clearly he was using his ice, it hurt him. I thought it was cool to kind of see, like, these people who would use their powers would actually, like, harm them or, like, cause some sort of physical pain to them. At least that's what it appeared to be, right?
When yeah, it was kind of like a little give and take.
Yeah. And obviously we kind of get to that a little later on, but like, later on we see that Sub-Zero's kind of, like, mastered it, and he's no longer, like, it's kind of cool later on. We don't really seem, like, have any kind of physical pain to that.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
given it's
that.
Been, like, 200 years since we see him later in the movie,
yeah,
he's kind of, like, immortal, so.
Yeah, I imagine.
To an extent. But yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought that was a pretty good scene. I was really confused when it was doing the Japanese subtitle, and it said Chinese subtitle, and I was like, why are they... And then I got to a certain point, and I was like, all right, oh...
Bi-Han was
they're both
yeah,
talking
Chinese
a different language, yeah.
And I want to get to that at the
Japanese,
end,
I
but I don't know.
So, anyway. Something cool about Scorpion, so it's Hiroyuki Sanada, the guy who
the
acts
actor?
As him.
Dude, he's a fantastic actor.
So he's in
Dang.
The Last Samurai and 47 Ronin. He does his own stunts.
Yeah.
So him, like,
he's also
watch...
in Westworld.
Yeah. So
Wait,
watching that
he was
scene.
In...
Yeah, he was in 47.
Is that the movie with Tom Cruise, or is that The Last Samurai?
The Last Samurai is Tom Cruise.
Oh, I got that movie. I'm sorry.
But they did. But he does his own stunts. So when they're doing that, it's like one long take. It's a one-er.
That's cool.
Of them doing it. So
that's awesome.
Was he the actor that was told to slow down on his stunts by the actor who played as Bion?
I don't remember.
There was an actor that I remember that was like too fast for the stunts, like the action scenes.
Well, because I'm pretty sure it was him. Because there's another, the actor, Kun Lao, the person who was Kun Lao, I forgot the actor's name. But he actually trained with Jackie Chan. And so he learned his own stunts from Jackie Chan, so he's doing his own stunts as well. As well as Cole as well. I forgot the actor's name. I should have written them all down.
It's probably something y'all should have looked up before. Like,
I mean, I have it on my phone, but I figured even just saying the characters are like a fine. Because I feel like we all can kind of understand who the characters are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like Liu Kang or Kung Lao or...
I feel like we know majority.
Yeah.
But the actor
Cool saw hat guy.
Yeah.
It's fire guy.
And, the actor who played as Cole actually trained with a real MMA fighter.
That's cool.
For his scenes.
Well, I would imagine.
And the person who he fights in that beginning scene... Spoilers. The person who he fights in that beginning scene in the cage is a real MMA fighter. I don't remember his name, but he's actually...
The guy at the MC font?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we get to that, I wanted to say, what was up? So,
it's okay, breathe.
He goes to get water, right? And so he's like a few steps away, and then he doesn't hear his whole entire village get murdered, but as soon as he hears his wife get screams, and then he like has to like run 3 miles, like...
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
He was so far away for some reason all of a sudden. He was like there, and now he took him forever to get back.
Well, it didn't even seem like he was that far, because...
I know.
Like... He left, the ninjas came, and they started attacking as soon as he left. And then, like, they just finished attacking, and that whole attack scene was maybe a minute. And then they showed him at the water place. That water, the place he was getting water at.
5 miles away.
Yeah, what? 5 miles? He was at, like, 50 feet next away.
But Hanzo can run
so long to get there.
Didn't even hear his old village getting attacked.
I know.
Well, they're ninjas. That's the whole point. He didn't hear all of them.
Right after
it didn't sound like they're, so they made a noise.
So the ninjas not only, like, are silent... But when they kill you, you can't scream?
Nah, that's how movie works.
They because you're dead.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
But I guess we can kind of move on to, the MMA.
Oh, real quick, When Bai Han was in the house with Hanzo's wife and his eldest son, when his son stuck his arm up like that, what was he trying to do?
Dude, I don't know.
He's telling him to stop.
He was trying to protect him. His mom.
I thought he was going to fight him.
Yeah, he was trying to protect her.
I thought he was about to spew fire from his hand or something.
No,
I was
like,
that's
like
cool.
He did a kind of karate chop kind of thing.
Because Bai-Han was like, oh, your father, you take after your father or something like that. That's cool.
Yeah,
because
his father was a professional, a well-known fighter.
I completely forgot as well. But so... Raiden comes in, one of my favorite characters. I will say I main as him, right?
Me too,
at any time playing Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I love him to death. And even the old movies, if you ever take a look ever at the old casts, right? I feel like I don't remember his name. But the old actor who played as him was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this guy and I was like, oh shit, here he is, lightning. And then he turns around and doesn't have a beard.
No, which is what I always remember Raiden.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Raiden doesn't have a beard. Raiden never had a beard.
I thought he had that little goatee thing right here.
No, you're thinking of somebody else.
He did not.
He has a goat. Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Look up a picture of Raiden.
You guys can continue on, but I'm going to look this up.
He made the last three Mortal Kombat games, 9, 10, and 11. He didn't have a beard.
The one thing I couldn't get past is the sorcerer, the other main villain of it. I couldn't get past the fact that the actor who played as him, he was in The Dark Knight, and I just couldn't get past
that. Who did he
play
as in The Dark Knight?
He was the Asian guy who flees to China.
Oh, really?
In order to get away from... Yeah, what? He tries to get away from Batman, and he's just like, my associates are taking care of your money as we speak. And
that's the guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
And then he gets his ass handed to him.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I need to watch that movie.
All right, well, I remember Raiden. All right, Raiden has white hair, though. We don't see his hair at all, except for... All right, so I guess I was a little wrong.
He always wears the hat.
But, I don't know. I just remembered him having
a
beard. You remembered
again?
Having him in my
I,
beard.
I somehow remember him having a little goatee thing that comes down with a rubber band tying it off or something like that. That's just how
you,
I remember.
Are you thinking of the one Lego ninja master from Ninjago?
Maybe.
Are you actually? I'm going to just put him right here.
He has like the little long like mustache that hangs down.
Yes, I know exactly. Yeah, him. I'm pretty sure you're
dumb.
I think I hate myself.
Yeah, maybe. That might be who I'm thinking about. Okay.
Anyway, so
moving on.
Yeah, as the movie continues to get introduced to Cole, which, you know, we all know Cole is our favorite Mortal Kombat character.
I mean, Cole.
Jax.
Cole's a wuss.
I got a problem. Cole is a, I felt, a pretty interesting character. I enjoyed him. Yeah. Okay, you say that. I don't know. He really hooked me in because he's an MMA fighter. And so I was like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, I got to go work out. But there's a 100 Mortal Kombat characters. And they couldn't, like, do one of those. They had to make a new one for us to, like see.
Who was the new one?
Cole is not
Cole,
a character.
But Cole isn't a character.
He's always been a character.
No, he is not.
He's Jax.
What? No.
What?
Isn't he Jax?
No, Jax is the guy who gets his arms cut off.
Yeah, Jax is Jax. Spoiler. Jax is literally a character within this movie.
Yeah,
and
no,
there's
it's
Cole.
And then there's Cole.
About the MC, right?
Yeah, and then there's Cole, who's the MMA fighter at the beginning.
And his special
powers. I don't really like Cole either.
No one said that,
his
but
special powers consist of baton.
We'll get to that too. We'll progress.
He got punched, and I immediately. Are you thinking of the same thing when he got punched that you thought of what's his
Black Panther?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I was gonna
again.
Say
we'll
that.
Get to that because that's towards the end. But
spoilers.
What is the relationship that he has with those two girls? There's not really like clarified.
That's his daughter.
That's his daughter.
Okay, yeah. They never say.
They
don't.
Yeah, because when Raiden's
he's my
like,
family, so it could be his little sister.
I guess
it could be an adopted, you know, girl.
Did
you
just say hi,
okay,
dad?
Listen,
or
it's not. It's not his sister. Wife. The woman that he was with, like the older woman.
Okay, obviously.
No, I'm talking about the little girl.
No, I think that's his daughter.
That's his daughter. Yeah, they.
But I'm saying obviously we can conclude that, but they don't ever say.
Okay.
They do.
No, they don't.
I mean,
you just when they're at
Cole
the frozen yogurt. Place.
I don't think
they
ever do.
They straight up say it.
Nick.
They kind of imply
you
it.
Just thought Cole was Jax. I don't trust your word.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that confusion.
They never clarify, and so I know it's presumed, right? We can all kind of like assume that, but they don't say that, and it just, you know, I don't know.
And, audience, and, go watch Mortal Kombat and check us.
No, don't check us. And then the
I'm loud.
The coach, I guess, the kind of referee, if you will, guy mm-hmm. comes in.
The guy in charge.
Yeah, the small bald man.
Yeah, and he's like, "Who's this girl?" If that was his daughter, wouldn't you think that she would have been coming constantly?
Does he says that?
Yeah. So I don't know, man. That. And so would they hide the daughter right at the beginning of the movie into the little under the woods, and so I didn't see that it was in the 17th century.
So, oh, you thought that was her?
So the whole time I was like, this is going to be a really difficult movie to have fighting scenes with this, like, 8-year-old. But, I mean, let's go for it, right? So that's what I was expecting the whole time.
Yeah.
Until at a certain point, then they showed the mark, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, did the movie forget that they said it was a female?
I thought it was the little girl. I thought it was Cole, because I didn't realize that it was a little girl. So I was like, damn, he's got some, like, really good aging. Like,
yeah. Well, because they're like, we see that Sub-Zero is essentially immortal to, you know, aging, right? I mean, to mortal means a little. But, so I thought, oh, well, maybe this girl has been the girl for the past, you know, couple hundred years, or maybe this is Cole. So I just thought, you know, whatever. Or, like, I also figured that maybe they forgot, in their own movie, like, 2 minutes later, that they forgot the gender. So, but yeah, so they talk about the old guy talks about how he has no offense, right? Or it was like one of the ones, right? He talks about how, he has no offense and all defense. And then we see him just pummel this guy. Like he has full offense and no defense.
Yeah.
And
then like 2 seconds later, he gets flipped over. And then the dude's just like, I punched you 2 times and now you're down.
But I enjoyed the MMA fight though. The little scene.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, the coach guy wasn't wrong. He didn't have any offense.
He did.
Because I mean,
we
lost.
Immediately saw him. Alright,
so.
Anyways, let's get into. Yeah,
obviously, it's like a little girl.
Let's get into, like, kind of the overlooking plot of this story. Like, as of this point, after the whole 17th century thing happens, you know, the outworld people are now trying to. They're trying to take over.
Into the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, so they're trying. The Mortal Kombat, like, happens, what, like, every year or something like that? I don't know. They didn't really specify on that, but.
No.
It happens, and if they win if the Outworld wins 10 tournaments against the Earth Realm, then they basically get to come in and invade and take over. And so far they've won 9 out of the 10, and they just need one more to win. But there's a prophecy that says that Hanzo is supposed to come out of the dead and do a bunch of cool stuff.
His
and,
blood is supposed to rise.
Yeah, his blood's supposed to rise and which, make a
hint
new
for later.
Yeah, make a new set of champions that will actually like save the tournament, and you know everybody, they won't lose and the Earth won't get invaded. But you know the Outworld's kind of scared of that, so they're sending people down to try and kill the current contenders to just kind of like.
But why?
So there is no tournament. They just automatically win.
Okay, but if you won 9 out of 10 tournaments, so you clearly
because
are
they're
winning.
Scared because of the prophecy, though, that Hanzo is going to come back and, like...
I'm scared of a prophecy even though you've won 9 out of 10 times.
Yes, that was a prophecy.
The first one had no prophecy.
Yeah.
It's the last one they're worried about because it has a prophecy.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to come and kill everybody before the tournament even happens.
If they didn't do anything, they would have won.
Ooh.
Grand scheme of the movie,
that is true.
If they just sat there and waited.
So the question is, what happens if Earthrealm wins? Because that doesn't make sense. Because if Outworld wins 9 out of 10, they get Earthrealm.
Yeah,
but
no,
if
10 out of 10. They win 10
out
of 10. Yeah.
So what does Earthrealm get if they won 10 out of 10?
Well, they actually haven't even won 1 out of 10. They haven't won at all.
Yeah, but what happens after the next time, though?
We don't know. They don't talk about it, do they? We don't even get to see the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that was
No. Technically,
we never saw the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we saw assassins.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we saw.
Oh,
people just trying to assassinate each other.
That's technically
true.
We never got to see the actual tournament. Like any, I mean, we did get to see some cool brutalities.
We're
going to
see it next
movie,
though. So.
That's what they're setting up
movie?
The next movie
yeah.
for. That's what they're setting it up for.
And they don't call it Mortal Kombat.
Nick, well, it has all Mortal Kombat characters
before
in it. They don't call it fucking Doom.
Mortal Kombat.
Call it Doom.
It's like the Harry Potter series and introducing Harry Potter in the second movie.
It's like
what
saying this is a Harry Potter 12, but it's got Deadpool as the main character.
What?
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 But it's
okay,
not,
no.
So it's not
anyways,
related to Harry Potter at
what
all.
What she said was right. I don't know what you just said.
I know. It was not supposed to be right.
I will say that they did make Kano really, really enjoyable.
Was awesome.
But I knew immediately right when he started talking, like right when he said his first word, I was like, it's Kano.
Okay, he was a spoiler the whole movie. All I heard from him was this pss, 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 pss about the movie. I was like,
I'm
shut up!
Sorry.
Watch it.
They showed Jax, and I was like, can I give spoilers now? Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, I mean, we've already kind of been.
So they showed Jax, and I was like, he's going
to
lose his arms.
Yeah, and he didn't have his arms, and I was like, when he was about to fight him, I was like, he's losing them.
Yeah.
I actually didn't
know. Right when he grabbed both of his arms, I was like, oh, he's going to freeze them off.
Yeah.
I'm
that
sorry.
That was gross.
And then they...
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Alex.
I am too.
And then they scratched... The part where they scratched Kano's eye, and I was just like, oh, they just scratched it. That's all the extent they're going to do to, like, Kano's laser eye, I guess. But then they were like,
that was pretty cool.
Well, we're obviously talking about later on, but Kano, spoilers, his power, I guess, is shooting a laser out of his eye. And I liked how it wasn't a robot eye, but I figured he would have gone evil, I guess, in a later movie. Kind of like Doctor Strange, like, his best friend was, like, his best friend. And then, obviously, they're leading up to, like, in the future movie, him being the villain.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was where they were gonna go, and they
wait
didn't,
really,
but
yeah.
Spoiler.
Did you just spoil that for
spoilers?
Whoa, you mean yeah? Because his friend is like,
all right, stop talking, stop
I can't
talking. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Okay,
cut the podcast.
It's completely obvious.
Cut.
When you watch it.
But yeah. So, and it was weird that Cole was almost like our main character. You know, we're almost. To the perspective of Cole, right? Where mm-hmm. I was like, I kind of wish we had a movie before this to have some sort of backstory.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have seen the 9 other Mortal Kombats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
they
don't. And so we're obviously thrown into the position of Cole, right? We're thrown into this. He's thrown into the Mortal Kombat world. He has no idea about any of this, right? And so neither do we. So I almost as the character as Cole. And then as soon as Kano's introduced, Kano's almost becomes the main character. And so you're kind of like, who am I rooting for? that's what I felt. I thought I loved Kano. He was hilarious.
I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
His quippy remarks were so good. Like I loved his like fast little like comments that he had. It was just so funny.
His witty retorts were the best.
There were a couple. There was like one thing that kind of stood out to me when I was watching it that just kind of made that bothered me. You know the
get
scene
over here.
You know. No, I was okay. So I was kind of I was fine with that to an extent, even though. If you think about it,
No, we'll get into that. Hanzo's, what are you talking
about? Hanzo's from, just really quick, Hanzo's from the 17th century Japan, which means that they would have never met America, like the Americans.
He was in hell, man.
He was in hell. So I guess he learned
Shadow Realm.
Three words from the English language, which just so happened to coincide with what his main lines are.
Also, but he looked it up on Google Translate, bro. Come on.
Yeah, he's just like, ooh.
Yeah, well, I might even try. Also, side note, why was he in hell? Like, why did he get sent there?
Because he died.
Yeah, because he died.
Well, yeah, so, but like, he could have gone anywhere else. Why hell?
But he killed people.
Because that's Mortal Kombat.
That's a sin.
I mean,
that's
yeah, the... I mean, maybe because he killed people. I mean, again, there's no really... and again, we'll get to more stuff where they don't really explain, but there's a lot. But so what, you're talking about Kano? There's a line that stuck out to you?
No, there's not about Kano, but you know the scene where they, like, go in, like, Raiden's little... They go in the temple, right?
Yeah.
And they just I don't know if you're thinking of it. The weird plastic like lightning generator that's just in the center of it that just looks like they like took it from like a those
like a Star Wars movie or something.
You know when you're like walking through Universal or like Disney, like the lines to get to the ride, and they have to like decorate it with things, or like you're in the Hulk and they're like, this is the nuclear generator that makes the Hulk.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they just ripped it straight out of like Universal and they threw it in the back of a truck and they're like, ooh, let's go get in Mortal Kombat. It just looks so weird.
Let's
like,
just stack some circles and add some lights to it.
Well, you have magic powers, Raiden. Why do you need a giant lava lamp?
Reasons.
Dude, there's so he's so undescript. Like, I don't know. I'll get to that. But I thought you were talking about the scene where Kano's like, I've actually gone through Raiden's temple. Like, I've actually like sold, like, and moved like merch, essentially, right? Not like shirts, but like, you know, guns. through his place. But that's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's inhabited. There's people there, and he's talking about like, yeah, I've done this before. Like,
well, no, because they were going to a different direction when the fire guy stopped him and was like, hey, you're going the wrong way.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, Kano's like just a fucking liar.
Guy.
You talk
maybe,
about
yeah, I guess maybe yeah.
Like, why even have that line in there? It provides nothing to the movie except for like to continue the movie, but it doesn't. It's not true.
Well, they had to connect. Like, they had to like figure out how to get there. I mean, they could have just like, oh, there's this really cool map artifact that I found, and it shows this awesome temple we could go to.
Why don't you just do that?
Instead of Kano being like, yeah, so I used to run guns through Raiden's temple. That place is just run down, terrible.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. Like, yeah, no. Right around the-
also,
and then the next scene's like, oh, they're in the desert somewhere now.
The fact that he's using like a Garmin, like a GPS, just to get there, it's like there's no freaking way that you have that pinpointed on like your recently saves on your Garmin. Don't even bullshit me
he
like
pins
that.
It there. Raiden's temple.
I will. Speaking of. When we did say the get over here thing, they did have a ton of nods to the games that I like were on my top lists.
I
know you're shaking your head, Xavier, but like they had a lot. Do you want to touch up on them now or
no,
do you want
to
do
we'll
it
get
later?
To the end. We'll do it later when it annoys me. but so I want to. So, I mean, obviously, there's the scene with the lizard, right? Which is really cool. We've seen Kano kick ass. Not really much there, I guess. But. Later on, so they're trying to activate their chi? What was it called again? Their power?
Their spark.
So each of the Mortal Kombat, I guess, champions or fighters get like a symbol, like tattooed essentially on them. And with those symbols within, what are you, being weird. Gets like a power. They get their individual power depending on not just the symbol, but themselves, right?
Yeah.
So they're all trying to unlock it so that way they can like have better chances with them fighting. For the Mortal Kombat. For
I guess it's just like a gift they get. Like they each have their own gimmick, you know.
They don't explain it. What?
Well, they're kind of just like, yeah, you need to get your spark.
Okay, so
here you gotta. And then they're like, how do I get in? They're like, I don't know, fight and get mad. It's like, what? You'd think Cole would have been mad in like a different fighting situation, like way like before this ever happened, and like that whole like. His suit thing coming to him, like, would have happened, like, a long time ago.
Again, we'll get
to
the suit thing. I want to talk about the little powers, though.
That's what I'm saying.
What is the point, though? Because, I mean, all right, so Liu Kang has fire, right, which doesn't hurt him. And I thought Liu Kang was going to be, like, it would have made sense if Liu Kang was, like, Scorpion's ancestor, right?
Yeah, that would have made
sense. That has fire, right? And it shows that Scorpion, clearly, it hurts him when he uses fire. So it makes sense that Liu Kang, when he's using fire, it doesn't hurt him at all. That would make sense, right?
Yeah.
That his body evolution kind of is, like, evolved.
It also doesn't... Well, that also was a thing, is like, if you're gonna already say that Liu Kang is Kung Lao's cousin, which they aren't, they're not canonically.
Well, now in the movies,
yeah,
not in the video games. The video games are completely different. Sub-Zero and
Scorpion are technically our brothers,
but not in this. Clearly, they speak different languages. Why?
So yeah, they're like, they're whole different clans and everything. Yeah, well, I mean, they could have split.
This whole movie doesn't make sense.
Who knows?
Well, it's just their own movie. Like, it doesn't, like, it's kind of like comics with MCU. Like, where it's obviously not the same. It's their story, which I can get around. But it just doesn't make sense. Where it's like, what decides the power? What is the power essentially? So, like, Kano's, I feel like most of us who know Mortal Kombat knew is going to be Laser Eye, right? Which,
yeah.
Which kind of sucks that it wasn't both. But if the lizard never scratched his eye and made that mark, would he have gotten a laser eye?
What if it scratched his belly button?
Yeah, would he have gotten a laser belly button?
He would have had a navel laser.
Or would it have just been something different? Would it depend on the situation that happened? Or in general? Yeah, we don't know. The movie doesn't tell us, right? And Hat Guy. What's his name again?
Kung Lao?
Yeah.
How is that his magical power?
Yeah, no, it's like, did he kind of just,
have just a normal hat before that?
Yeah, and then did it just turn sharp or something? And he's like, I'm really skilled at a blade hat.
Yeah, I mean, we can see when he first introduced that he teleports, but it was 1 second, he never used it again, and then he just
He teleported?
Yeah. No, he teleported up.
Well, Raiden teleported in, didn't he?
No.
Are you talking about, like,
when he was first introduced, he teleported up from the ground.
Oh, yeah, why wasn't that, like, shown more?
Well, I don't know.
Was Kung Lao?
It would have been great if he used that for, you know, not getting his soul sucked.
Well,
it would have been great if he didn't get killed.
Well, for the sake of plot, he couldn't teleport away.
And, we'll get to the killing, but, so Raiden talked about, he can teleport anyone to anywhere at any time.
Right.
And didn't do that to his champion? Also, who's getting his soul sucked? Wink. So, like...
Well, no, he was teleporting them, and then like, he got knocked out of it
Okay, but can't
like
you just go, okay, boom. He's an elder god, man.
Yeah,
you can't just, like, do it again?
Yeah.
Like, is there a cooldown?
Like,
there's a cooldown.
Yeah, he said something like, we cannot interfere with this.
And then, like, nothing but intervene.
Yeah, he, like, just doesn't help them.
He clearly interferes by teleporting them away, so just keep doing it.
Yeah, at the end,
though. Get over here, bro.
But I'm not going to do anything because of the plot.
They take him to the void, right? To the white void.
Yeah.
Which, why don't they just train there? They're like, they cannot show up here. This is the only safe place.
Yeah, why didn't he do that instead of putting up the fucking force field of lightning?
Because he can't intervene.
It's so stupid.
He's a god, Vicky. He can only do so much.
So they even talk about the other elder gods aren't going to do anything. So why not just intervene anyways? Clearly he does. And then even at the end, Cole, spoilers, I guess later on. I guess I'll spoil this. Cole was like, I thought you weren't supposed to intervene. I thought you were supposed to help us. And then, like, Raiden's like, shut up, bitch.
You know, like, I intervene when I want to.
Yeah, he just kind of decides. Like, when
I am
he...
lazy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it for Kung Lao? I was like,
But
I didn't like that guy. Bitch.
To be fair, Raiden, with even in the games or whatever, he's always been a dick and vague about what he can and cannot do. Like, in everything. Like, he's always like, maybe. And you're like, dude, I'm gonna die if you don't do this. And he's like, well, see.
I'm immortal,
like
you wouldn't understand.
He's like Yoda. It's just like, why did you stop being fucking vague for 3 seconds and just tell me what's happening? He's just like,
I'll
let you figure it out and get your hand cut off.
And he can teleport anyone anywhere and then waited for his champions to arrive at his temple and then proceeded to go, you can leave, Cole. Like, no, this guy's gotta fight for you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It also doesn't make sense because, like, with that said, he can teleport anybody anywhere. Why doesn't, like, when the sorcerer walks in, he's like, I've come, Rain, and then gets out of there.
Why didn't he bring Nicole's family? Clearly in a safe spot instead of the middle of the woods in their cabin.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Also,
maybe there's, like, rules to his powers. Like,
there's not.
There's.
I cannot teleport other gods or something.
Was he pulling up a sheet and he's just like,
Let's see, what can I do?
I need to see what I'm able to do with
according to the
powers.
Rules.
I can teleport people wherever I want. Can't teleport other god. Can't save Kung Lao when other god is sucking his dick. Okay.
What is this, fucking Disney?
If
like,
your soul's
stop
being sucked, you can't get sucked.
So can we bring
only
up
one god can suck dick
the speaking of at the cabin? Can we bring up that scene where Cole gets his
Black Panther suit?
So okay, so Cole gets his powers,
nice.
And he gets his powers where he's basically just chainmail from like torso to neck or whatever you want to call it. And then he gets suit. Yeah, he gets punched, and then it like has the red over him, which is
I thought it was gonna be fire.
I thought it wasn't. Yeah, I thought it was. I thought he was
Isn't
gonna
he
like
a descendant of
well, real quick. Scorpion? I'm gonna get some water real quick, and I just wanna say before I do. In the beginning, the coach guy, right, the little guy in charge, little guy, he talks about the beginning, Cole, you're like a punching bag. And then when he got his powers, I was so pissed. I was like, are you kidding me? Like,
he's a punching bag.
He's the human punching bag. That's his power. Yeah. That, oh, my God. That irritated me so much.
But then 12, that's gonna be when he did get punched, it looked like he had energy. Like, the energy from the punch, like, stayed in him.
It's
then
literally
it
just
him.
Black Panther.
But then, like solar panels. But then when he, like, actually was, like, getting punched and he didn't use it, it just went away. And then he didn't have it anymore. It was just, it just went away, the power that
so,
from getting punched.
So that scene, right? So he's getting beat by... Forearms.
Four big forearms.
Goro.
From Ben 10, forearms.
But he's getting beat up by him, and there's this scene where he like picks him up and he like starts to stretch him. I straight up thought he was just gonna get ripped in half. And I thought that'd it would have been awesome. So funny just to end the movie there. He's like, I'm the main character and just
gets ripped.
But that
would have
really set
roll.
The tone as well, knowing like no one is safe.
With it being a rated R movie, I was kind of nervous that he was just going to pick up his wife and just kill her. Just
I was
rip
hoping.
Because that would have been visceral. That would have been...
Dude. That would have been a great story.
That would have been funny if they, like, spent this whole story, like, kind of just revolving around Cole. And then kind of just, like, maybe a little bit past midway through the movie, they just kind of, like, rip him in half and just throw him to the side. Just don't focus on him anymore.
No, like, I got my powers.
If she had
Guys,
died
I got...
Goro,
he's dead.
Like,
he's gone.
I feel like there would have been more significance to, like, the Goro fight. You know, because there was like a little bit of, there was a loss to that fight, because Goro killed one of Cole's family members.
They didn't though.
No. They didn't.
Didn't.
No,
I'm saying
didn't.
It would have been better that way. Like from a storytelling perspective, I'd say.
I guess.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
can you murder a? Well, you can obviously you can murder.
That could have
murder anybody in a movie.
That could have made him get his like. If they like, if he murdered his like so-called daughter that we don't know if it's actually his daughter. If the forearm dude like murdered his daughter, then he could have been
like,
"I'm mad now. I got my spark powers."
Goro murdered his daughter, and then she goes to hell, controls hell, and then she comes back as like female scorpion or some shit in the next movie. Wouldn't that be cool?
That's just too deep.
Yeah, that's too much.
I thought it was weird because he had the baton and the little.
The like sword thing.
The spiky thingy, and it just looked really off to me because he just kind of spun around like this the entire time, and I couldn't focus. Every time with characters who hold it like this, I just it
I'm trying
looks
to remember,
super
but I feel
weird.
Like I think there was a Mortal Kombat character who like basically is Cole.
Probably
tons
has like those baton things he was using.
There's probably again there's like hundreds of characters.
I just forget what his name is.
I think ultimately they should have went full send into this movie. So like you know let's say when Jack's getting his arms ripped off, right, and then like RoboCop shows up, you know, like getting all the characters in there, you know, Terminator,
RoboCop shows
yeah. up, Ninja Turtles just show up.
Yeah, dude, getting all in there. I don't know. You can even say that the scene with Goro got pretty gory.
Shut up.
All right.
Shut up.
Whoa.
But anyway, no, I don't know. It again, as you guys kind of brought up earlier, is that it kind of looked like Black Panther suit, whereas mm-hmm. like almost kinetic it's energy kind of
stored
like,
up energy.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like Killmonger's Black
so,
Panther suit.
Oh, yeah.
They're onto, aren't they the same?
They're the same, but one's gold.
Whatever.
It's like yellow or gold.
But so, yeah, is that part of his body now, or does it just go away when he doesn't want to use it anymore?
He just has a permanent sweater now. So
yeah,
that sucks.
That's what he constantly looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, they don't really clarify. They don't show him later on without it. So yeah. I don't know.
If he looks like that forever, that's just.
But he can put a shirt on over it.
Give and take.
All right.
Yeah,
what
but then you just
a
have
a
T-shirt,
it? It just,
and then
what if it, like,
the rest of your arms are just like gold, and they're like,
what if
the
like
heck
any
is
shirt
that?
He puts on over just like disintegrates? He's just always shirtless.
And I feel like in the end scene, in one of the end scenes, like he wasn't wearing anything on his hands. It like his hands was gold, and then like it just went back to normal. His hands, like when he like shook someone's hand or something.
Again, maybe he has full control.
Yeah, that's just so confusing.
He can never shake anybody's hand ever again, or else their hand will melt.
Okay,
from the kinetic energy.
Okay.
So he gets it from a stressful situation, right? And then Kano gets his power from like an egg roll. And
he
then,
got angry over
yeah.
food.
Mm-hmm. Angry.
Yeah, well, because they were like beating up on him, like all of them. And you're like, who am I supposed to be rooting for? Like, it's
yeah.
like all these characters that I'm supposed to like are like shitting on this character that I actually enjoy,
mm-hmm.
even though he is kind of a shithead. But you're
yeah,
like,
it was
yeah,
being kind
on.
Of an asshole, but
right, like, and then
I loved
so,
it.
Immediately, Sonya Blade gets her powers, which, I mean, to be fair, I was like, you know what? She is a very stronger character. Like, she probably has already done research, and she kind of knows or seen the, you know, the activity. So I was like, you know what? I can kind of, like, see past that, her little, like, Captain Marvel blasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else? Then we have, I mean, we already saw Liu Kang in the hat, right? You know, like, but his power is a hat.
Kung Lao. That's Kung Lao.
Kung Lao, where?
Sorry.
Spinning so, hat. So we Liu see... Kang was
weird.
We see some of these are actual powers, and you know some control a hat, and then Jax has a power.
Metal arm.
So what is with that? Mm-hmm. Like, so he's trying to pick up a rock, one that's on top of Sonya Blade, who when he picks it up is in a fetal position, not even covered like, by the rock. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, felt like she would have been crushed, like flat.
No, dead.
Flat.
Yeah,
I thought she would have been dead.
And then. His power is that he got bigger metal arms. So if he never lost his arms, would he have gotten metal arms, or would something else have happened?
His arms would have just melted off. And yeah, gotten metal arms.
Like, and then I feel like of all the powers, he kind of got the shaft because like he didn't really get a power. He just got better arms. Which I mean, to be fair, I mean maybe he couldn't have stopped later on the hammer, but maybe he could have just been like super strong. But even I don't know. That just
his
feels.
Arms. I think his arms are nothing to scoff at. I mean, they crushed that one guy's skull.
I understand that, but it just feels like...
Like, those could be built, though, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like a magical power. That's what I don't like about
these powers in the first place, though, because, like, in all the other Mortal Kombat games, you know, all these people who had, like, these special abilities, it's almost like they, like, invented their abilities on their own. Like, Kano had, like, that robotic eye.
They're trying to find out what their quarter circle forward is. That's what they're trying to do. Well, from the game.
Pretty much, yeah, but... You know, Jax, he had his robotic arms, like, built in, like, a lab by, like, the U.S. government or something, because he's like army cyborg. Guy.
Yeah.
He became a cyborg. But, no, he just, like, magically gets these robotic arms built onto him by, like, the fucking magic Monks. Power gods.
By the magic tattoo.
Yeah.
So, if I want to really quick, should I touch up on the versus the... 1995 version?
I think we should talk about, like...
The 1995 Mortal Kombat version?
I thought you said you didn't watch it.
I've watched part of it. So, like... Because, like, the thing that stood out the most, like, if you take, like, some of the picture of, like, the CGI, like, from that versus this, like, it's a massive improvement.
For sure. Well, but because, there's also only 6 locations in both movies.
Right. But if you take, like, the picture... There's a picture that I'm thinking of that I'm going to put right here. just in post, and it really shows what Mortal Kombat 1995 is. But
what can you explain to us at least who can't see it?
What is this picture?
Yeah, that's an interesting picture right there.
Wow,
Nick.
It's Zack Snyder as a baby.
It's one of the characters like It's like one of the characters transforming into like a weird monster, but his like eyes turn into his ears, and like it's really weird morphing.
Okay,
like it's weird.
It's like an
whoa,
animal.
Whoa, I see it now, Nick. I really do.
But
the thing is that.
The back then, like, in 1995, so it's only, like, what, like a 25-year difference, they had less than half the budget for this movie. And right, you need more money to make stuff like this.
What movie, do you know?
It was,
I mean, you could even make the claim that, like, Spy Kids was like a shitty like animation.
So it's
right compared to now.
Well, it was 55.
I love Spy Kids.
It was $55 million for budget, and it was $50 million for box office. Meanwhile, in 1995, they got $122 million in box office and $20 million for budget. So
that's pretty good.
Granted, this is over the course of like a couple years for the 1995 version, and this has only had what like
a week,
4 weeks.
I don't even think it's been 4 weeks, has it? It's been a week.
Two weeks. But so, Mortal Kombat 95, directed by Paul Anderson, and then this one Simon McCoy. McCoy, the director of this one, actually made video game trailers, so he had like a lot of experience with that, which was really cool.
Oh wow!
And something really cool about this movie is with most of them, they make the whole movie and then they make the score. The score was made before. The song, the...
That's not good,
I have it? No, it's... You could... Benjamin Wallfish. He did the... I don't know him, but he did it before this movie, I guess, anticipating. And he was just like 2001. And he's like, oh, can't wait for another one to come out. I'm going to make it now.
All right, I'm kind of yawning over here. So let's get on to something more interesting.
Can we talk about Liu Kang for a sec?
Sure.
Because Liu Kang was really fucking weird in this movie.
Which one was that?
He was just very eccentric and did all these weird motions with his arms. Like, everywhere he went, like when he went to go greet Raiden, he was like, "Master, I am here to greet you introduce our champions."
Well, that's how Liu Kang always has been.
Oh, is that the guy with the fire?
Yeah. Mm.
But he also does
why? What are you doing? just say, "Hey, what's up, Raiden?"
I think he took
lived in a, like a rock in for 20 years. Like, I think it's safe to say that he's okay.
I don't know.
He must have taken...
Would you be okay if you were in a rock for 20 years?
I would love that.
We're on a rock.
Do you see... For 20 years. Yeah. But no, do you see how ripped they are? Do you see that they have powers?
Well, Liu Kang...
I'm okay with them being a little crazy.
Well, it's like weirdly ripped.
Liu Kang isn't massive. He's like Bruce Lee.
I don't care. He's do you see how ripped they are?
He's so like...
I'm not saying they're jacked. So skinny, I'm saying they're ripped.
Yeah, he does that weird like shoulder thing in the one scene, and
that creeped me out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's just very flexible man.
Like his, what is this muscle right here? What is this muscle?
The trap.
The trap. He has huge traps.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like mini shoulders. Very interesting.
He has like four shoulders.
All right. Well, let's let's talk about this.
Everybody you're right, Jack. What's your power?
To make everybody shut up. Every all right. All right. What was your guys' favorite fatality or brutality? I want to talk about that. Okay, let's see what you have to say about this.
No, I thought it was a stupid question. I hate them saying fatality or like what's any of it. Like,
they didn't say fatality.
Oh, I think honestly though, it was kind of so the girl, the flying girl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was like hyped up. This is my beauty.
Oh, dude, that was so funny. So that was funny.
And then what's his name? The hat guy.
Kung Lao.
Sorry, Kung Lao.
He's like. Where is she? Like, I was like, what's happening? And then he's just standing there and then, like, cuts her in half with his hat. And I was like,
because that's one of
it. This is bro. What, well, I know. Yeah. I played the games. But, like, I know you could do that, right? You can use his hat, right? And I was like, this is what I want the rest of the movie to be. This is what I want the whole time. I need this kind of brutalness. That was intense.
Bro, it was so funny.
Yeah, and then he was covered in blood.
It was so funny because the entire time when they introduced her, she's like, this is my beautiful assassin here. and then the dude with like the iron lung
did nothing.
No, the dude with the iron lung is like, oh man, turns me on so much when you do that screech thing. I'm like, why'd you have to add that part? Like, what?
That screech is a real turn.
Yeah, I was like,
I
what?
Think he was like being like sarcastic.
I don't know if he was.
I don't know. I think Kano really gets off, like.
Anyways, they hyped the flying assassin bird thing up so much, and then he's like, oh, hat guy, you won't stand a chance against my flying assassin. And then she just kind of dies and like,
literally rides her.
I guess they were just kind of like trying to subtly hype up Kung Lao as being this super badass who can just like. Take on a super powerful creature like that.
And then die.
And then he dies.
And then he dies.
And then they killed him.
The execution on that scene just
dude, wasn't. It was so slow, too. It was so slow and boring. He's like sitting there like, oh, I'm sucking out your soul.
And yeah, no Cole one did anything.
And Cole in the background just standing there watching.
Yeah. Kung Lao's
everybody's
like
just
hollow.
Chilling there. Everybody's like, oh, that's cool. Even the fire guy is just standing there like, oh, my friend. It looked like he was running for like 5 miles before he could get over there.
He was also fighting Cabal, so.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I thought Cabal was noob for a second.
No.
Like, I thought he was, like, a weird-looking noob.
I don't know what direction they're going with, but noob Cybot is the Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
Well, is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sure? So, and I think that's the direction that they might go, because, you know, even at the end, spoilers, don't think. They're like, death is just another passage, or like, pathway or whatever, and then they disappear. And so, in the games at least, or maybe even the movies, the old ones, I don't know, Sub-Zero dies, and then he returns as Noob Saibot. So and then, like, his son or whatever takes on the mantle.
Where are you getting that from, though?
My ass. I'm pulling it out of my ass. I have no source behind this.
No, but seriously, like, where are you getting that from, though? Because I never knew that before.
The games.
The games?
And again, it could have been from the movies, too, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if they did Noob Saibot.
I mean...
So... Anyways, so was that your favorite, like, kind of brutality thing? Yeah. All right, what about you, Nick? What was your favorite, like, brutality, fatality thing?
I don't want to say the Kung Lao and Bat Lady one, because someone already said that. I mean,
you can say it again.
There's a good amount of them.
I liked Jax's fatality, where he fucking does this with his knuckles.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Claps a guy's head off.
Okay, but it takes place over like the pit, which is a famous place to get like kicked off of, and no one gets kicked off of it into the pit, and you're like,
how?
Okay.
All right.
Nick? So I liked, I'm trying to think of all of them. Oh, Scorpion's one. Where he burns, that was the one scene that I wanted to see. Where he takes off his mask. That was the one scene that I wanted to see because I loved in the arcade version where he takes off his mask, his head turns into a skull, and he just sets somebody on fire.
That's cool.
That was the coolest one.
I love when he puts his mask back on and then takes it off again. It's his
for like 14 times.
What do you mean for 14 times?
He takes it off a lot. For
he
like,
does.
Anyway, he takes it off like 2 times.
I have no preference. I mean, they kind of like, well, I don't have a favorite one like that I like the most. There's a few that kind of like about the same level. Like, not one really stands out to me. It was kind of more of a neutral like action movie, so I don't really have much of a judgment on that.
But there was, well, like, was there a point at any of these where you went, whoa, okay, maybe too much? Or like you went like, oh shit, like this is what we're getting into?
I don't know, kind of like what Nick said earlier with him like about a pull him like apart in half. Like that was like, is he going to do it? But it's like, I don't want to see it. But that's kind of it. What about you, Vicky?
So you wanted the one brutality that just didn't happen.
Yeah, I wanted one.
You wanted the MC to die and the movie to just end.
I wanted the blood. I didn't get the blood.
All right.
There's bloodthirsty over here.
To be honest, I can't remember a single fight.
Okay.
Nice.
But
you didn't watch the movie. The point of the movie.
Bro, they were also irrelevant to me. I was just like, I was like, cool, someone died. And then it was the next one. And I was just like, okay, cool, another person died. Nice. But I'm trying to think, like, the different characters. I'm pretty sure the, like, the fire guy, I can't remember anyone's names. Oh,
wow. Well, there's, yeah.
There's Liu Kang.
The younger one, the Earth. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure his was pretty cool. Like, where it went into, like, the dragon and it attacked. I thought that one was pretty cool.
So, did you not say yours, Jack?
I was the same as his, where he saw the flying lady that got hyped up for like for like 15 minutes.
So with those scenes where they like kill people and all that blood, they actually had like oil drums, like just massive oil drums filled with gallons of blood just on standby.
Really?
Because like some of the blood?
Like pig blood?
No. It's whatever they use for fake blood. I don't know what they use for fake blood, but it's just a lot of that.
Ketchup.
Some of it's like gallons of blood.
They go to hospitals and like draw blood.
Do hey!
Get samples of your blood.
My
please?
Blood was in that movie.
Blood bank.
You're gonna have so many.
That's my grandma on the floor.
But they had a lot of blood. A lot.
Yes.
Agreed.
Wow. I kind of wish there was more though. I was expecting a lot more, and there really wasn't.
Yeah, well, there's a fatality that Jax does that I really wanted to see, but like is from the newer games. It's where he pushes the dude's head back and his neck, and it's got the little neck stump, and he puts his cigar out in his neck stump.
Wasn't that Johnny Cage?
That's from a game, wasn't it?
No, Johnny Cage's. It's Jax who does it because I remember the cigar, but they had a lot of cool. That was the thing from the games that they took was the fatalities and there was two things that I wanted to see. When they introduced Liu Kang, I wanted to see him do the bicycle kick. Yeah. And when they introduced Scorpion,
he did the bicycle
kick. He did. Though. And I wanted to see Scorpion do the get over here and burning somebody's face off. Those were the only things that I wanted to see in the movie, and then I was satisfied.
I wanted to see Kano do his little like in air somersault where he like I can't even explain how he does it, but he just like kind of flies across the map in the games and just like spins his body around in circles and does damage.
Oh man, I'd love to see
Kano,
a stunt actor
Who isn't an acrobatic character in any of the games. Yeah, I remember him when
they
flies.
They could have CGI'd it.
I don't think he does that. I don't remember.
He does do
Kano
that. I'm
gonna
ever look it up.
Flying around up. The map.
You're gonna look stupid.
Oh, speaking of Kano, like fight scenes, like the first one when he was like introduced in that scene and he gets that knife in his leg, that was really funny.
No, I was
like,
thinking about it was hilarious.
I know, but like that was like the first time like kind of introduces him being a funny character, and I was like, I'm gonna like him.
The lizard character was actually a character from Mortal Kombat, right? I don't remember his name. But
me neither. And I just remember thinking like,
well,
oh,
he
man,
died, so
weird. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Did you?
He's finding something. I don't know. I don't like. I don't want to watch at the side, so I don't know. If you guys
no,
want to
shut
keep
up.
Talking.
Keep talking.
All right. But he's gonna punch me in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you when you're wrong.
Anyway, but I don't know. So we got to the part where they talk about, like, all right, let's, like, individually, like, I'll take on the, okay. They're all known characters except for the guy with the hammer. And I don't know who that is. And he's a very obscure character. He is a character within the games and the apparently the movies, too. It's like the general something or whatever.
The actor who played as him was the one weird baby man from Mad Max.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Really big guy who's got the, like, dual machine gun.
It kind of also seemed like he was accepting death at many points. He was kind of like, just, like, hit me. And you're like, well. But,
oh.
What, did he not do it, Nick?
No, hang on.
But.
It's, like, 8 minutes long, so keep going.
8 minutes. Okay, but. So, they're all like, you know, Jack's like, I'll take on this guy, right? And then I'll take on Cabal, I'll take on, you know, whatever. And then they talk about, like, oh, and then Sub-Zero, we'll all take him on together. Because he can teleport them anywhere at any point, at any time, you know, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't they just all, like, what, it was like 5 or 6 on one each person and just go down the line? Instead of, like, doing that? I don't know. It felt ridiculous.
Like, were they in that much of a rush to, like, get all of them done at once and then...
Well, because they said, like, that they won't even get to see another full moon, new moon, something like that until the next tournament. So it's in the month, right?
Yeah.
And so they definitely trained for a little bit, right? It had to have been a couple days, maybe even a couple weeks. So, but even then, yeah, I mean, they could have all still done that all within like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Right. It could have been like in the Avengers line, where they had like all of them attack at once with Thanos. So they could have had that.
But we might not root for the characters though if they're like ganging up on one.
Yeah, that
dude
wouldn't really be that much of a story because it easily just...
It's like if all of us attacked you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it was.
Watch out, Jack.
Tune in next time for when we kick Jack's ass on air.
And so they do this, you know, they do that. They, one by one, they all choose their own kind of person. And, like, so all of them are kind of, like, in the, like, middle of a... What?
Please hold.
Ha-ha, he does
He
it.
Doesn't fly, he just...
He just flies around
that's
like
not
Sonic.
That's not a somersault, though.
That is an air somersault.
That's okay.
Show the camera.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to show the camera.
I don't think are we able to? Because I don't know if that's copyright.
Well, it's a video game.
It's just shows
it's
like
blurry.
2 seconds
put
of it.
Put it from the GoPro right here.
Dude, it's so blurry.
You cannot
put it from
see
the GoPro.
That at all.
Put it from the GoPro. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have
like,
the...
Like 2 seconds of like... Rewind it.
I did rewind it.
Jesus, okay, what are you?
This is so boring.
Are you a grandma? Jesus.
You know what? The audience
right, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
Awesome. This is why mom doesn't fucking love you.
Anyway, yeah, good job. You didn't even show it. So we're waiting for nothing.
Who are you trying to convince?
All right. Anyway, so they're doing one by one, right? And they're all kind of thrown into the middle of the battle, except for Kano, who's like thrown into her home and like doesn't go, "Where am I?" or anything. He just goes, "Okay, this is what I'm doing." Like already like knows without knowing for some reason. And like if he could do that, why don't you just teleport them into like a volcano? Why do they have to fight
die?
Him? Yeah. Why couldn't they do that? I don't know. And then even then, so Sub-Zero shows up. I don't know if anyone wants to chime in on that, on any of that stuff.
Are you talking about the end?
Still, real quick. So what does she throw at his eye? Some sort of like
fucking gnome.
The
he
gnome
spits
that he spit
on.
Oh, the gnome.
No,
yeah.
No, that's what she kills him with.
Fucks up
what?
His
yeah,
laser
it fucks
eye.
Up his eye. And so
like
she throws
some
like some like
she throws WD-40. Like isopropyl alcohol at his face.
And then he's like, and then it like short circuits, and you're like,
what, I thought it wasn't robotic.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You're like, what is?
Apparently not.
What is his power, man? Then what is? I thought it
That's
was
what
like
I'm saying
I,
the power. I, the power system in this movie is retarded.
For a second, I thought like, oh, she's gonna throw something at him, and he's gonna do it, and it's gonna light his face on fire. I thought it was going to happen, and then it didn't. It just went, psst, and he's like, ow. And you're like,
my eye.
Okay.
Boo-boo.
But anyway, so Sub-Zero shows up and goes, I got your family, I guess. And he goes, and Cole freaks out and charges through. You know, obviously has, like, a trap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the team doesn't show up for, like, until the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, wait, I thought they could get teleported at any time, any place, anywhere. Why didn't they show up 2 seconds later?
And they're already done, like, fighting all their people.
They're done. Too. What were they doing for, like, 20 minutes?
Also, or maybe that was, like, simultaneously.
They were waiting for the queue.
Also, they're waiting for the
There's
script.
There's coffee.
The question is, Sonya Blade is already with Cole anyway. Why didn't she just go with him?
I don't know. There's no explanation.
Yeah, that was
a
little weird.
She needed
a bathroom
break.
That didn't make any sense.
And then, again, so the descendant of, you know, essentially Scorpion, right? Until later, but, It again is a punching bag. He has no fire powers.
I mean, he's kind of like a little hot, kind of. But like, there's no, yeah, and I was, it would make sense if, you know, so Hanzo would be Hanzo, right? He would kind of be like this character who's like fire-ish, right? And then it would make sense that Cole would be, I thought it was going to go direction that Cole would be Scorpion. It would make sense. I thought it would make sense that it would go that direction.
Right.
And, because it's his lineage, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah. That's what I thought was going to happen. He was going to like take up the crown of like Scorpion or something
So maybe you can kind of make some sort of connection of thinking of like, oh yeah, so like let's say if like Kanan, right? Kano. If like he like later on his descendants, right? Let's say 300 years later, still has like the mark and whatever. Like maybe he could like his great great grandchild could like probably shoot like a laser out of his hand, right? So it's not just maybe it's both eyes, and so it's like a,
he evolves.
It's more like a genetic thing.
Yeah.
Where compared, it just kind of felt like
yeah. It's great, like now, it was like okay, so how does this compare to Scorpion at all? Like his his like suit, his Black Panther suit to
and he's Scorpion's having dreams like, for no reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's having dreams of his great 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 grandfather.
I don't think that's back that far. Yeah,
something like that.
But didn't Scorpion just get the fire from hell? That's how he got it. He controlled the fires of hell.
Well, it seemed like he had fire beforehand.
No, he would just fight. He was just a master fighter. That was.
But he burned up when he died.
That's because he was going to hell.
He was. Yeah, I think that's why.
I think that's what happens
when you go to hell. You burn up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He like he turned into ashes or something.
That means when I die, I'll just like catch fire.
You're gonna burn into a bunch of ashes.
Spontaneous combustion.
Dude, that's instant cremation. You don't have to pay for the funeral. Just
yeah.
So cash money.
I mean, I think it makes sense that Cole is like that, like human punching bag, because like his great grandfather, his ancestor was like a fighter or something.
Just like a joke.
That's. Yeah. Well,
if it was like the video games though, like Mortal Kombat 9, 10, and 11, Cole probably would have just been like Scorpion 2. With basically like the same kind of like gimmick as Scorpion or Hanzo. Or like the chain knife and the fire powers.
We didn't have a Scorpion yet as far as this though, because clearly these older movies are not connected to this movie.
Yeah, they're not. Right. So I'm talking about like the games. If it was like the games, where the games kind of like make sense. Like Scorpion's son makes sense. I'm using that term lightly, but if Scorpion's son actually did get the fire powers, and that would make a whole lot more sense. You know?
And they didn't do that.
They didn't do that. No.
All right. So what are your guys' ratings?
So right, I'll start with everything.
We're at an hour three.
It's fine.
We can keep going. It
was one more hour.
Well, just because we're already at the end, and so Scorpion does show up, and at some point he goes, "I'm Scorpion now." Again, I assume now in Japanese, which, and then he's like, "You remember this face?" Which doesn't make sense because they still can't speak the same language, so it doesn't.
He's like, oh,
they had English lessons in hell.
Maybe Bai-han can speak multiple languages.
That's
maybe
what he was saying.
But and then so he's like, "I'm Scorpio. I'm a Scorpion now," and everyone's like, I don't know what that is. Cool. Congrats. It wasn't like there was like his like village symbol was like a scorpion. He kind of just was like, "I'm Scorpion now," and we're like, "Oh, okay."
Are there any scorpions in Japan?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Please
wait while we look up for 5 minutes. There's any scorpions
maybe
in Japan.
Maybe that's where he learned like those three words, "get over here," is because there's some person in hell who's just like, "Ah, I got you. Don't worry.
I'm going to hook you up with these sick powers."
So you can kick that Frozone ass of his.
He's a ladies' bar. Frozone. Get over here.
He's like, "Don't worry. This line's going to be cool when you get back." all he says is like, "I controlled the fires of hell and came back." And you're like, I would have loved to have seen how or explained why.
Yeah, why did he just mysteriously come back too? Yeah. Like, that's, it just was so strange.
Why there?
Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, he started to use his dagger or something like that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, if he... Maybe it's because... I think he stabbed Sub-Zero with it or something like that. Like, he drew Sub-Zero's blood with the dagger. So then maybe that, like... Maybe that brought him back or something like...
Well, no.
I don't know.
Because what happened was he got blood on the dagger, but the descendant, right? And that was, like, the prophecy, right? So essentially, if they just never picked it up and they never cut him and never tried fighting him, especially with the dagger... Which was also like a garden tool for some reason.
Yeah, I was just showing them
at the beginning. It like brought him back, but that also doesn't make sense because Hanzo claims that he's the one that brought himself back. So whatever.
A little weird.
I don't know. Weird. And then so they're having a cool scene, Sub-Zero and
Scorpion are fighting, right? And Cole's in the background fighting ice. He's just going at it. He's just punching ice.
He's trying to save his family.
He doesn't get that. Must
he's
be
not getting
ice.
Anywhere. No, he's not getting
he's
anywhere.
Punching the ice.
He's,
like that's it.
It's and not doing anything.
Well, he has a special suit,
but it's still
yeah,
not doing anything.
Wasn't it supposed to give him like strength or something? Like he, it's like he doesn't have anything.
He literally
he doesn't have any strength.
He was putting up a
it's
fight
just
with Goro,
it's
like
just to help him like get
size.
Hit or something,
he
and then
literally
he's just like kind of okay.
Like a knife, a big ass knife, and he's punching it with. Puny little hand, like he could have cut it or something.
Where are his arms, man?
Hit it with the fucking baton.
Use your fire magic.
Again, you're making the argument like, oh, but he went against Goro five times his size. Yes, we
well,
all
yeah.
Agree.
Once he got his powers, he got stronger. Like he even got physically stronger. Not just he didn't just get a nice little sweater. He also got physically stronger.
So does that mean that the ice is stronger than Goro? Is what you're saying?
I guess because it came from Sub-Zero.
That makes no
sense. Listen. Why are we trying to make sense of the movie when, like, half the shit doesn't make sense?
But that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean...
oh. Not yes. allowed in Mortal Kombat.
I feel like
not
if this movie was, like, somehow made into, like, a TV show, kind of like WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier, just so we have those, like, small little, like, storylines. No, okay, hear me out, okay? Because we... Shut up.
I didn't say nothing.
You're shaking your head
he
at me,
he did, too.
Okay?
I was joining him.
If we knew these small things like we're complaining about, we don't know like the backstory, just have either like a two-part in a movie or whatever, just so we have more to it.
I mean, it's not that hard to just, you know, make the movie better in the first place. There's plenty of movies that do a good job of
making
good
powers.
of doing a good job.
A TV show or some sort. It's a short one.
I did think it was a two-hour movie, right? Two-hour
something. Yeah,
movie,
something like that.
And I literally came out of going... It felt like an hour. Like I felt like I could have watched, like sat there longer.
Yeah,
it was a fairly for 2 hours. It felt like a short movie, and I was kind of like, you could have fit a little bit more, because a lot of it, those battle scenes were just kind of really short. Because Jax was like, I punch you once, then I pop your head like a cherry, and then it's like, oh,
he popped his cherry. It's hot.
Okay.
Anyway, so end of the film, right? So he saves his family. Cole saves his family. His family's fine. And then. Scorpion takes off his mask again like 40 times. He's like, hello,
hey,
hi.
I'm back.
Right? And so I thought, so when you talked about it, one of your favorite scenes being the one you expected, I guess, or wanted from him, spewing the fire, right? It saw him turning into like a skull, like a skeleton thing. And I was like, oh, maybe that's why he has to keep on his mask forever now, right? There's no repercussions for
him.
Yeah,
no.
It would make sense, right?
No.
Nope.
Not that it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying, like, nope, he doesn't, like, keep a skeleton.
Oh.
He
well,
just goes back
saying,
to
like,
normal.
So with Sub-Zero, it hurt his hand, right? At least at the beginning, that it hurt himself using his power. So it makes sense, you know, some sort of, like, frostbite, right?
Yeah.
Compared to, like, so I figured, you know, with Scorpion, it would be, like, it'd make sense. It'd be make physically sense that, you know, using fire would hurt us, right? It would burn off skin. And so it would there'd be repercussions to using your powers. And so using that, I would figured, oh, now I have to wear the mask, right? Because now permanently, otherwise, I mean, scared like little kids, I don't know. Or like if he used like a fireball, it would like clearly like burn skin off his hand. It would make sense that there'd be repercussions to his powers. And he takes off, yeah, like I said, no. He takes off a mask again and it's fine. You're like, oh, well, okay, then why does he still have black teeth if he could just like heal?
So, they don't have toothpaste in the hell.
No toothpaste in hell. and so... Yeah, all dentists go to heaven. We all know that.
Speaking of the ice and fire, I thought it looked like real ice and real fire. Like the scene where Liu Kang pulls out the fire like from his hand, that scene I was like, wow.
I would have loved that in 4D.
Are you being actually serious or are you just making fun?
I'm making fun. Like experiencing fire and through watching a movie.
It looked cool.
No.
4D.
I'm not saying that didn't look cool.
But like the main scene that actually like did it for me, there's two. The scene where Sub-Zero freezes the gun and the pellets from the shotgun are coming out.
That was
intense. And then the part where Cole like gets knocked around in the ring and like you can see the ice like being hit off the chain link fence.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Hang on, we're going to space real quick.
Yeah. What was that?
Train.
All right, well,
I don't know. I'll say.
You want to touch anything else, or?
I think. I mean, we kind of summed it in the movie. Oh, so at the very end, again, I guess spoilers for any of this.
Well,
right?
I mean,
this is
the whole
all,
podcast.
I gotta keep saying.
Spoiler.
I got a reminder.
Guys, spoiler.
So at the very end, he's like, "I'm quitting MMA, essentially." Well, but he's not quitting fighting. Whatever, right?
And he's, I'm gonna go find other you know, Mortal Kombaters, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. And they have the symbols. And Zoom pans over to Johnny Cage, like a little poster, which kind of sucks. They didn't really show who'd play as him. I was kind of hoping, but it just kind of felt like this whole thing was like a setup to like
the next movie,
like cheap ass Avengers. Mm-hmm. Like this is like just like shitty powers and like just like dun 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 dun, like
laser beam out of one eye. That doesn't make sense.
Like half a cyclops.
Yeah, like, so you couldn't even make it come out of two eyes. Like, come on. Yeah, it's not satisfying.
And so it just felt like a, obviously it is a setup, right? Of course it is. For future movies, but it just feels like it's shitty Avengers.
The next movie is going to be the Mortal Kombat, which we actually went to.
Oh my God. We'll finally see the tournament.
Maybe we'll see the cool tournament. I want to see this movie, but no.
And then there, like, epilogue. There's so much epilogue too, like where you have to read. And you're like, why don't you just do it? And why don't I just read this part and then I see the tournament? I don't know. And then again, a team that is actively winning decides to go, you know what? We're gonna sabotage the other team. You're like, why? They clearly like you even show up and go, this is the team. This team's ass.
We're
and
still then, gonna try and kill you though.
For no reason. So
when they said they were like killing off like all the people, I feel like they were doing that to win all that time. Like all their other winnings, they cheated to get them. Maybe.
We just don't know.
But again, like, obviously we're getting thrown in just like Cole, but it would feel more, it would make sense if we got more background, you know, if we
that's
got
what
these
I was saying,
things, if we
with
get,
the TV
no,
show.
I don't want a TV show.
Okay.
It'd be a lot. I just rather
like a five movies. Episode or four episode one, like a short.
Then that would
no,
be
that's not worth it though.
No.
You know what?
Yeah. But I don't know, we're just like previous movies, just
Xavier's
like showed like the nine, channel. What?
Fuck Xavier.
What? Just the nine other like tournaments, or whatever, just to kind of show us, like maybe
they
were
nine Mortal Kombat movies.
It would have been cool if they did like
Mortal
a cool
Kombat
like
movie is a Mortal Kombat tournament.
It would have been cool if they made like a little recap of the nine, though. At least a recap of the nine tournaments.
We've had 10 years of the MCU, but nine movies of that is like, oh man.
Yeah, well, they actually had good storytelling in like the MCU. How are you gonna have good storytelling with nine different Mortal Kombat movies?
You get a new director.
Or like start from the beginning.
I don't know. You just do good.
Or get a new producer.
Like, I'm not the director.
Or,
like, it's not
maybe
my
just
job.
Explain a little bit more, and then I
enjoy
was
just
it.
Like,
well, maybe that's their plan. Maybe they have talk. Plans on explaining the old ones
like
or like the previous fights. I don't know.
I mean, maybe. We don't know the production.
They
maybe.
Ran out of ink on their inkjet, and then they're just like, "Yeah, fuck it. We'll just end the story here. Just cut out like the cool scenes."
It felt like the only people who knew what was going on was like the VFX like directors.
I think that's where most of their money went, was just via... They're like, the last one looked like absolute shit. Let's just spend all of the money on... Well, it... You know, obviously, you have limitations with, like, CGI in the 90s, but if you, like... When you have fatalities, you want to make them look good. You want to make the best stuff, like, about a fighting movie look good, and, you know, you're not really going to care about... So maybe that's what they thought, but more people are more picky nowadays.
I'll say, as far as my last note, you brought up quickly Cabal earlier, and I felt like when I saw Cabal, I was like, this looks like a cosplayer. Like, it felt like it was, like, styrofoam, like, suit, and I was like... And they even brought up, like, backstory
it
for him.
It looked like he was
which
wearing,
I was like,
like
his backstory sounds more interesting than the movie I just watched.
I know, that
Wait,
was
which one was
really
Cabal again?
Cool.
Was that the
like,
Iron Man guy?
You saw how Cabal looked? It looked like he was wearing, like, shit from, like, the military. Like, he had different rigs on and... Like pack pockets. And...
He looked like he walked out of Destiny, and then he was like, "I'm here to show up." And they're like,
"He looked like a Destiny.
A lot of pockets mean military.
You didn't change? Nah. Just wear this." And they're like, "All right, cool. Just wear your hunter cosplay, I guess."
Like, you sure, man? We got like a professional outfit for you. All right, I got this, man.
All right, so let's get into our famous ratings, the Media Mix official ratings. Xavier, starting with you.
No, I'll go last.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta have those. Sweet. That's where
Vicky,
all my.
Vicky, starting with you. What do you rate this movie?
Honestly, I don't know. It was a good movie. I like the fighting scenes. I'll just give it a solid 7.
Okay.
Really? Out of what?
10. Oh, out of 10.
7 out of 7.
All right, Alex.
I think I'll give it a 6 out of 10. Like, I'd watch it again, so it wouldn't be, like, below 5, but...
But would you watch it in the theater or just at home?
No, Like, it, whenever it's, like, on cable or whatever, I'd be like, oh, I know this
I wouldn't video. Pay for it.
If it was, like, a free movie on YouTube.
Yeah.
All
right. I'd give it an 8.
8 out of 10?
It's a very generous 8, but I'd give it an 8.
Okay.
That seems very
No, you generous. Don't want to explain why or anything?
No, I thought as far as, like...
That ridiculous rating.
The visuals is what drive my... I don't care. Like, the story just... Because at the end of the day, a movie's just supposed to be fun. Yeah. Like, if you ignore the story in total, because I didn't go there for the story. I went there for the fighting. I went there for that. That gets an 8. Story, like, 6. So...
Well, then round it out.
7.
There you go.
Okay. Eight, I guess seven, we changed his mind. Six. All right. Other Nick?
I like the movie, too, but there was a lot of bad shit in the movie as well. I think the story and some of the writing for the characters. So I guess I'll give it a
6.5. 6.5. All right. I'll go next since Xavier wants to go last over here.
Fucking.
I don't know. I like the fighting that they did have in there. I did like it, and I thought the story was okay. But obviously, as we just kind of like explained in this whole podcast we just had, that they didn't really go in. They didn't really explain a lot of stuff. They like you're kind of left wondering on a lot of things, and I don't know. I feel like they could have done things a lot better. So for that reason, I'm gonna give it a 6 out of 10. But so, I did like the fighting. I did like some of the brutalities. But that's why it's getting a 6 out of 10.
I like how at the beginning you guys were like, I love the movie, it was entertaining, and now that the end of it, I feel like I destroyed
Well, you convinced us. You convinced us that the movie bad.
Well, because I had to look at it from a different perspective, because the entire time...
No, I know you loved it, we loved it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a fun
Yeah, I'm not saying movie. I didn't like the movie, I still like the movie, it.
But like a 6 is like so close to just being like, okay.
Well, it was an enjoyable movie, that's it, it didn't like blow us away.
I'm not regretting that I went and saw it, I did like the movie, is what I'm saying, but... I just thought it could have been much better.
I mean, yeah. No, I agree. I think it was very entertaining. I think people should watch it.
Yeah.
I feel like... Yeah, I think you guys should definitely watch it. I watched it in IMAX. I saw it in the theater. I thought it was definitely worth it. Again, I probably won't watch it a second time. like, in theater. If it was on TV, Netflix, it was on some sort of, like, streaming service, I'd be like, you know what? I'll put it on before I go take a nap.
Sure.
but as far as my rating, I don't know. I'll give it, like, a... I'm going to say... 3 single laser eyes to 1 lizard heart.
Do you have a conversion chart for that?
Thing? We'll do it one day.
Make it something hard. So Nick has to put something hard on the screen.
No, stop.
he has.
last time it was kind of fun. I kind of.
You got to find a lizard heart.
Dented shield to Zemos.
How much applesauce would you give this movie?
Listen, I'm becoming like a Photoshop master. I want somebody to challenge me.
Next one. Okay. Next one. I'll have to really think of something.
Okay.
All right,
so it's the 3
okay.
3 laser eyes out of
all right.
One lizard heart. We'll call that a 6.
Sure. Go ahead. I don't care.
No.
I get
if
my
you're not sure. Just
Xavier
say
has his own
6.
Rating. Xavier, okay, so pan it to the shot of all of us, Nick.
Pan it to the shot.
Shut Me up. Just cut it.
Cut it to the shot of all of us. Now Where? Put the rating right here in the middle of us of what Media Mix gives it.
It's so overexposed though.
Shush. It is so exposed.
Okay, fine. Go to a different one.
Fine, I'll go to this one.
Nice. Why is it going to be on your screen?
Go to 3.
Fine. No, I'm not going to 4. Don't touch my switcher.
You can go on to 4, Dalton.
Fine, I'll give it to Jack. Ooh,
4.
Thank you. All right, put it right in front of Xavier's 4. Face, what it is.
Then I'll make Xavier's face enlarge.
Put Xavier's face.
And then shrink. And then spin. You're going to have so much work.
All right, well, everybody, thanks for tuning in and watching our craziness take place. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And if you thought the movie was better or worse, please let us know in the comments, because we want to know what you guys think about it.
No, let us know in the description.
And then everybody fight in the comments about it.
Yes, we'll be in those comments
fighting
with you guys.
Just fight about random shit.
We're going to start our own Mortal Kombat.
We will.
Just start a fight with someone in the comments.
Mortal Kombat. But... go in the comments, let us know what you think about the movie. We'll be responding to your guys' comments. And yeah, thanks for watching.
Wait,
like,
before
subscribe.
Before you go, what's your favorite type of frozen yogurt?
All right. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.